Based on my research on New York State law, any civilian can purchase a bulletproof vest or body armor unless they have been convicted of a felony. Bulletproof vests or body armor can be purchased online or face to face. Is that an accurate statement, or is there more to that?
No, that is accurate. It can be purchased either at a like a uniform store or a online vendor, as you mentioned.
Now, what kind of background checks are done at the time of purchase? How easy is it to obtain body armor?
I think it's relatively easy. I don't believe that there is any kind of background check that's performed by the person selling it, because if they're not selling firearms, then the average business really doesn't have readily accessible access to background check information or NCIC data.
Now, how common is it, based on your personal experience, do you see criminals wearing body armor that is military grade?
Not very often.
Okay. Now, how easy would it have been for the 18-year-old gunman to acquire his vest? Pretty simple. He could go online and purchase it himself.
Yes, he could have went online, or he could have potentially went to a store, or potentially went to other, places or private sellers.
Right. Now, some people want to enhance restriction on body armor. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, body armor, was first deployed obviously for military and law enforcement personnel. It's a vital piece of equipment for them. You have seen in the last, 10, 20 years of the proliferation of body armor now in the private security sector. So, armored car carriers or armed security officers, even unarmed security officers. You're also starting to see body armor being worn now by first responders, such as paramedics and even firefighters who have to respond to tragedies. Like what we saw here in Buffalo last week. So there's a definitive need for body armor, but the average citizen does not necessarily have that need, other than if they're engaged in possibly a profession like a range instructor or engaged in some type of shooting competition, something of that nature.
Right. Now, Canadian provinces, some Canadian provinces actually require permits to possess body armor and have to undergo background checks. Could something like this work in the United States?
Well, I think there's a limited number of companies that actually sell the product directly to the general public. So I think that it would be easier to regulate body armor than, per se, other types of items that are out there. So I think that it could possibly work. But again, being able to define who is eligible to purchase the body armor really would need to be thought out, since again, that type of technology is starting to become more and more commonplace.
Right. So how could you say a felon could get access to body armor by having someone purchase it online for them, or maybe even use a fake name? How much of a concern is that, would you say?
Well, again, I mean, you cannot really purchase a firearm online. You have to deal face to face with a federal firearms licensed dealer, or if you do attend gun shows, the people selling weapons have to obtain a background check on the purchaser before they do so. So, if you were to regulate body armor similarly, then you would have a much better opportunity to at least ensure who you sold that armor to and who the purchaser was. But another consideration is you're starting to see companies that are making armor-plated backpacks and other apparel for children. A lot of this is being purchased by parents of kids out of concerns for school shootings and things of that nature. So, again, regulating this will undoubtedly be a hot-button topic, and will require a lot of thought before legislation is passed.
What do you think? Do you think that bulletproof backpacks are a good idea for concerned parents?
I would say that I think it's an extreme measure at this point. Again, you know, as a parent myself, I don't think that every student in America needs one of these items. But again, it's very difficult to tell a parent what they can and can't do to protect their children and what they feel is best for their child. Again, if you had body armor regulated, it would possibly do a better job of keeping it out of the hands of people that shouldn't have it. But as we saw in this case this past week, this individual was not a convicted felon, so there would have been no highlight, apparently, that would have made the seller of that item potentially not sell it to him.